Vice President Kamala Harris has reignited enthusiasm among voters this election season, but polls show not everyone is ready for a woman president. More than 50% of respondents to a recent YouGov poll believe a woman can serve as commander-in-chief. That's down from more than 60% in 2015. Still, Ellen Fitzpatrick, professor emerita of history at the University of New Hampshire, says Harris is boosted by voters' concerns about the state of democracy and a younger generation looking for change.
And in that context, the gender question seems to be not very salient to me.
Fitzpatrick is the author of The Highest Glass Ceiling, Women's Quest for the American Presidency, and says women often have to work harder to prove they're qualified for a job. More than 30% of Democrats surveyed said Harris needed a man as her running mate. Fitzpatrick notes Harris's campaign would not be possible without the women trailblazers who came before her, including former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Senator Margaret Chase Smith of Maine, and Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm of New York, the first African-American woman to seek a presidential nomination in 1972. Fitzpatrick says Chisholm foresaw early on the coalition of working-class people, women, and minorities who've coalesced behind Harris today.
It was her central insight that younger voters and all of these other groups might provide the basis for the election of the nation's first woman president.
Still, Fitzpatrick notes there will always be some voters opposed to a woman leading the White House and who believe women are incapable of making decisions related to war and peace. A Pew Research Center poll finds only 1 in 4 U.S. adults believe it's extremely or very likely that the U.S. will elect a woman president in their lifetime. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.